soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, to keep up with us, also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. We are here yet again. Amen. 2024. You tell me what my God can't do. We're going to keep the show going. Amen. But before we do, let me tell you what the topic is today. It is real prayer. We're going to be talking about prayer, real prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be talking about faith for increase this year. Amen. God bless you. We'll be right back after this.
With God, you can do all things. They say the just shall live by faith. Well, I can't see it any other way. God, please, by our faith in Him, in Him.
With our faith, it's impossible to please Him.
Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Amen. And keep it going. Amen. Want to get into our favorite statement. After our favorite statement, we will be getting into, amen, the weather. What's been going on? Yesterday, I was outside and got rained on, y'all. Listen, I wasn't, I mean, you know, I learned my lesson. You pay attention to the weather, even though sometimes they ain't right. But out there moving stuff, we had to shut down the My Gospel Soul office, you know. But God has greater things coming for us. He hasn't stopped us. We won't skip a beat. We're going to keep on going in the mighty name of Jesus. Here's our favorite statement. We will be right back.
My Gospel Soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people, and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been my gospel soul's favor statement. God bless.
Amen, amen. I don't know about y'all, but this year has started, amen. And I mean, a couple of challenges, amen, but we are still here, praise God, amen. I have Pastor Isaac on the line in just a few minutes. We got some awesome stuff in store for you this year, praise God. And we're going to talk about it after we get this weather taken care of. Listen, like I said, I was outside yesterday moving, cleaning out the rest of the things from our office on Polk Street. And started raining. I said, oh, I'm behind. I need to keep up with the weather. So let me tell you what's going on with the weather today. Today, of course, you know, it's mostly sunny, near steady temperatures in the lower 50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday night, it's going to be partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. For Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs in the upper 50s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy, showers likely after midnight. It's going to rain. Hallelujah. Sure going to rain. Hallelujah. Near steady temperatures around 50, east winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, and the chance of rain is at 70%. So let me let you know what's going on for Friday. When you tune in Friday, we'll let you know what's going on in your weather for the weekend. So Friday is going to be mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Showers mainly in the morning, highs in the lower 60s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of rain is at 90%. Y'all know what we do. It's going to rain. Sure going to rain. Hallelujah. Better get ready. All right. And for Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. So it's going to be cold. All right. So make sure you govern yourselves accordingly. You are listening to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay. Well, some people call me Apostle Jay, but we're going to stick with whatever makes you feel comfortable. Hey, Pastor Isaac, you there? We're going to wait to see if he's on. Well, I guess not yet. He'll press 1 when he's ready. So we're going to keep on going with the show today. Again, we're going to be talking about real prayer, okay? Real prayer is simply being in the presence of God. I just want to be with him for a time to feel his comradeship, his concert, his caring around me. You know, sometimes you just want to be in the presence of God. A lot of people want you to believe that prayer is praying big words, big immaculate words, and being and sounding eloquent. But prayer is really just laying out before God and putting your needs, amen, worries and concerns on the altar. Amen. Decreeing and declaring, praise God. And even sometimes going into spiritual warfare. Glory to God. Prayer, amen, is the key. And faith unlocks the door. Hallelujah. Hello, Pastor Lloyd, you there?
Am I? How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Blessed and highly favored in the Lord.
Amen, amen. I was on the prayer line today a little while with you and enjoyed myself, praise God, just listened to the women of God going forth in prayer. It was a powerful, powerful, amen, moving, amen, experience. We talk to the people and share what we're doing as we combine.
Amen. I thank God for the unity that we have. What are we doing this us together? We started off in ministry, but along the years, we got together in ministry with my brother Lawrence Lloyd, and so we familiar with each other's spirits. And God had just had us in this season reconnect again, and starting out of the box and Eagles United, joining together to get out there into the highways and the byways and compel men to Christ to do according to Isaiah, heal the brokenhearted, and preach liberty to the captive. So we gonna get out there in the fields and bring God's people in and bring the lost in as well. And I just look forward to the things that God said that he was gonna do. And we look forward to the I tell you today that the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. We had a wonderful time at the New Year's Eve service. The sermon that you preach is still in my spirit. You know, I've been walking around since the sermon saying, not today, not today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
If you don't mind, share with us a little of that sermon, that word that God gave, because it was powerful. And I could go into it, but I'll jumble it all up. So share a little bit about the word for this year.
Yes, God has spoken my spirit, and actually I was at church, me and by myself at first, and Apostle, when she walked in, I said that, you know, word yet.
Yeah.
And she said, you just like me. And I told her, I said, well, God just gave me a word. And when I got here, so God gave me Luke 7 chapter 11 through the 15th verse. And it's when the widow woman, she was on her way to the funeral to bury her son, her only son. And the Bible records that the pallbearers were carrying the casket and that it was a large crowd that came to witness the funeral. And the thing about God had begun to that only that she was a widow, that her covering was gone, but her spiritual inheritance was about to be put in the ground. Her only son, because we know that the inheritance comes in line of the male. So her coverings were gone. Her was gone, and it was about to be put in the ground. And Jesus had compassion on her, and he casket, and he called forth the young man. He said, young man, get up. And the Bible records that the young man sat up and he began to talk. And God began to tell me that in 2023, we have seen a lot of our blessings, a lot of our finances, a lot of our loved ones, relationships, and churches. We sat back, singing low and walking slow behind our blessings, our families, our finances, our ministries, watching the enemy carry our things to the ground. And the Lord began to show me that the pallbearers was carrying them. They had already body to the ground. They had already said ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The grave was already dug. And but God said, not today. Not today. No longer will the enemy take your blessings. The things that I promised you in 2023 in the past years, and the things that I promised you to come, no longer will I allow the enemy to pack what God has promised you to the grave. So God touched. He didn't even touch the body, but he touched the mere thing that was carrying the body to the grave. How many of y'all know that the people and the things that the enemy designed to carry your blessings to the grave, God would turn it around and he will allow them and the whole community, the whole world, to see him bless you. And see, the thing about it is, God said, not today. He went from a funeral processional to a revival. God said that in 2024 that he's going to revive some dead things in your life, some dormant things that you have been praying for, that you have been believing, you have been hoping for. In 2023, God is resurrecting those things. And picture this, the thing that we can shout about right now, the thing that your mother prayed that she didn't see, the things that your father prayed that he wasn't able to attain, the things that your brother seen that he wasn't able to obtain, generational blessings, it transferred to you. So therefore, the things that they prayed falling into your hands, whatever was God called forth, he resurrected those things in this season. So I encourage you today, whatever dream that you had, whatever finance breakthrough that you need, whatever stored up blessings that you were promised, God spoke to them, and he told the pallbearers, you might as well put down the coffin. You might as well cover up the hole. You might as well go home if you think it's going to be a funeral, because today I'm going to revive some things in your life. Today I'm going to lift up some dead things in your life, and that's what God's saying. See, so we need to start speaking, and he's out of his mouth to the young man. The Bible says, speak those things be not as though they were. We have to start speaking some things into existence, even though it might look like that it's dead. It may look like I'm going to lose my house, my ministry, and my job. I'm looking past that. Yes, the grave clothes was already on the body. Yes, it was already embalmed and already encased in whatever, to preserve it, because the enemy just don't want to bury your blessing, but he want to make sure that your blessings stay dead. But God said in this season, he's raising up whatever you have been and travailing behind, whatever you've been praying for, he's resurrecting some dead. And the thing about it is, of the most that the haters that and the people that was there laughing at you as you were crying behind the things that you lost, laughing at you because your child was out there wavering, laughing at you because your ministry was failing, there was only two or three people coming. God said that he let them all come to see that I'm going to resurrect something. I'm going to bless you openly. And God said that he's about to bless us openly for our spectators and our haters to see that he is God. And see, that's the goodness about God. We were supposed to be dead in our grave, but God resurrected some things. And the Bible says that when he called them forth, the life and death rise on the power of our tongue. We need to quit speaking death into our situations and begin to speak life on every situation. You say that boy gonna be nothing because you ain't gonna be nothing like your daddy. Well, he ain't nothing because you spoke him. We say we broke all the time. Well, we can't rub two nickels together because we claim that we broke. We speak it out of our mouth. We need to start speaking those things be not as though they were. He spoke to the young man and he told him to get up. We need to speak to our situations today and tell our finances to get up, our kids to get up, our jobs to get up. Get up out of your grave clothes and get up. And when he got up out of his grave clothes, because he began to talk. And the word of God says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. When he got up, he began to start testifying of what God had done for him, and other people began to get saved by the testimony that the young man gave. And that's the goodness of God. We cannot just get the blessing and keep it to ourselves. When God begins to bless us, we got to go out there and talk and tell the goodness of God. Tell God what we did, because it was not just for us, but it's for somebody else to get free too. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I it's such a powerful word. It's such a powerful word, because you hear so many people, even when the year changed, they just they walk their dream, right, and just dump it over in their hole. They just bury it. You know, they lose faith, they lose hope, they lose, you know, and I think that it's a powerful word, because somebody out there is giving up. Somebody out there is they walking away. Hallelujah. But I believe, amen, you heard this word today. Hallelujah. God, amen. Hallelujah. Is speaking to your dead situation. Amen. God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Is breathing life back into your dead situation. I believe it right now with all that I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man of God, you know, people, just a personal testimony, you know, it's different seasons in our lives, you know. It's different seasons where we suffer. It's different seasons, amen, where it just looks like just being blessed, 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 you know. I find that it's hard sometimes for people to transition, you know, from one season to the next, amen. And particularly when you have seen a lot of blessings and all of a sudden, it's a time of struggle. It's a time of hardship. What would you say to a person who's having trouble dealing with that season where it's trials and tribulations? What would you say to them?
I would say that in the Bible, in Numbers 2 and 11, talking about when God commanded Aaron and Moses to tap into a rock, and he told him to tap into the rock twice, and water began to flow. See, the Israelites, they had seen signs and miracles and wonders that God had already performed in their lives when they came out of Egypt, but they was in their situation, in their valley experience, in their desert experience, and they was in between. They were transitioning before they got over into Canaan, and they were complaining and they were asking, "Well, did he bring me here to die? Did that we should have stayed in Egypt? We should have stayed at this church. We should have stayed at this job. We should have did this and did that." But God told them to tap into the rock. See, the rock represents Jesus, and everything we need is in the rock. And we need to be able to be content in our desert situation, because even though we're not being blessed according to what we think, he's still sustaining us in our transitional point. In other words, what I'm saying is that God is not going to bring you out of a situation and leave you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. God, may you might not get the big house in your desert experience. You might not get the promotion in your desert experience, but he's giving you what you need to sustain you until
Amen.
You get to the promise.
Amen. Amen. Till you get there. My God. Hallelujah. I like how you said that, man of God. Till you get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, because it's coming. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's coming. Glory to God. I want to take a moment right here to just, I've been, last night I was in prayer about one of my cousins. Well, my sister-in-law and her, I'm calling her my sister-in-law, but it's really my son's auntie. She's in Houston, And while she's in Houston, she got a call that said that her daughter was in a coma. Said that her daughter's daughter, shot her. And it's a little baby girl. They had a gun in the front seat. The baby girl grabbed the gun. The baby is, you know, autistic. She grabbed the gun and shot the mom. She was just playing with the gun. The mom is in, they said that she has no brain activity. And so the mom is way out here. Okay. It's taken her 2 days to get to her daughter. I went in and prayed with her. And I told her, I said, you have to be obedient to God right now. I need you to focus on God. But I'm calling on the saints of God to place her name, amen, place her on the altar. Her name is Doretha. I want you to place her name, amen, on the altar, because her daughter has been in a coma for 3 days now. And nobody's able to get in the room with the daughter. No family members. They're waiting on the mom to get there because they're considering it a crime, you know. A minor with a gun, you know, some other things. But I'm calling on the saints of God to place this name on the altar. Now we can. I hear what the doctors say. I hear now, and I, you know, I don't pray. I love to pray God's will, but I also know that God is a miracle working God. Amen. So I'm asking everybody, if you're listening, you're a prayer warrior. Some people are anointed in healing. People are anointed in deliverance, anointed, praise God. You know what your call is. It's intercessory prayer. I need you to pray. Amen. I'm going to be laying out before the Lord tonight as well, again, on this mother's behalf, on this daughter's behalf. Praise God. Amen. Because this is true ministry. This is what God has called us to do. Go into the hospitals, the highways, hedges. We got to go and take the word, take deliverance, come on, amen. We used to sing a song when I was coming up and say, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Amen. You're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you hear me and even if you're listening to this in the playback, please put that name, Doretha, on your prayer list. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to call me and say, I prayed. You don't have to do none of that. I trust that God, amen, hallelujah, pray, amen, that your intentions are genuine. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I want to say this to the out-of-the-box church team, the prayer team. You guys should be listening now. If you're listening, you know what we do. Start praying. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because let me tell y'all something. You know, people listen. I know God to be a miracle-working God. I never believe what the doctors tell me. I know they have to tell me what their educated guess is and all that, or what it looks like. But I'm not here for what it looks like. Hallelujah. This is a young woman, praise God. Amen. I'm not here for what it looks like, praise God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I serve a God, hallelujah, that spoke this whole world into existence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spoke this whole world into existence. Glory to God. Amen. And I know him, amen, to be a healer. So, amen. I just want to thank everybody that will touch and agree. Amen. Hallelujah. For a miracle in this situation. All right, Pastor Isaac, I know. Let's talk about the church. Amen. And We're going to put the address out there. We're going to be sharing this show on Facebook, on Twitter, a couple of places. So I want to make sure that we have all our information out. I want you to know that Pastor Isaac is a prayer warrior. If you need prayer, amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm a no-nonsense woman of God, not no foolishness. We ain't talking about calling with foolishness. We're talking about, do you want prayer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, to those that are listening that want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. You can inbox Pastor Isaac. He's on Facebook and all, because, you know, sometimes we think that we are incomplete. No. I used to do them crusades outside, and it didn't matter to me if you went to my church or if you went to somebody else's church. What's most important is that you get in a Bible-based church that's teaching that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. All right, Pastor Isaac, share with us information.
And you can reach us. We have worship service Sunday at 4 p.m. at 889 Almeda Road in Houston, Texas. The zip code is 77054. And you can reach us on not and on Facebook, Pastor Janice Jackson. You can reach me at Isaac Lord, Out of the Box Ministries, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Snapchat as well. Also, the website is outtheboxministries.org. That's what slashes in before the box and the ministries. Later on, I'm sure she'll put it on the bulletin. But we say that Out of the Box and Eagles United, we combining and just gonna be out there bringing souls in for Christ and plan on getting out there, starting crusades again. We also have staff that we are beginning to do domestic violence NA classes during the weekdays, AA classes, mentoring programs, after school tutorials. So it's a lot of things that we're getting off the ground. Of the ministry, and my motto is John 9:4, the work that him that sent us while this day, for when the night cometh, no man shall work. And we just trying to be about our Father's business and get out there and work. So on my social media, on Apostle Jackson social media, you can reach us at any time. We have intercessory prayer every day at 12 o'clock. Of course, My Gospel Soul.
Yeah. Amen. And My Gospel Soul airs at 12 noon every day, which I'm praying on a different time. I may do it at 10, I may do it at 4 in the afternoon. It just depends. I'm trying to figure out what time I want to do it, because I definitely want to be on the prayer line every day. So, y'all just make sure you share the show. If you were blessed today, if a word was said to change your life, guess what? It'll change someone else's. If a word was said that would that made you feel closer to God, or that burned off, amen, things you didn't need, come on, amen, sin, shame, whatever, amen, then guess what it'll do for somebody else? We're on iHeartRadio, we're on Spreaker, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music. We're everywhere. Amen. If you look up My Gospel Soul, you will find us. Praise God. We'll be back on tomorrow. Praise God. If anybody's on the line and you would like to say something, all you do is press 1. We'll click you in. Amen. If you would like to say something to Pastor Isaac, if you would just like to comment before we go, you can just press 1. Let's see. So why don't I play a song right quick by Bishop Sells and the Anointed Singers, praise God, and we'll be right back.
Come on, put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I need the Lord.
Said we walk by. No, 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 no. Come on and groove with me. Said we won't. Y'all don't mind saying again. Yeah, Lord. Said I'm leaning
on the Lord.
Said I'm walking by me, not by sight. No, 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 no. No. Oh, Lord.
Never fail me yet.
Listen here. Could have been dead, dead and gone. But Lord, I thank you for letting my days roll on. Could have been lying, oh, in a hospital somewhere. But oh, just a little while here.
Blood of the
soul, praise God, with Apostle Jay, amen, and Pastor Isaac Lloyd, amen. Glory to God. We're in Houston, Texas, praise God, off of Alameda. I think it's 8389 Alameda. Is it H1, H2?
It's H2.
H2, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we invite you out, praise God. Come on in. I've talked to a number of people this week, praise God, and we can't even over, and told them about the service, and they want to come visit, praise God. But we're also opening the doors of the church if you need a church home. Amen. If you need a church home, praise God, you've been looking, amen, and you want to be somewhere where they're teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what we are doing. Amen. Glory to God. You're able to come in. Praise God. We want to just love on you. Amen. Hallelujah. And show you who God is. Amen. And that Jesus Christ died for you and me. Glory to God. Amen. And so you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Pastor Lloyd, do you have any final words, amen, before we end the broadcast today?
I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to get on today, and I'll be getting on any time that need me to get on, and I just want to be obedient to God. And I tell you, when you come to Impact Center, Out of the Box and Eagles United, when you come there, we want you to feel the love of Christ. Pastor Apostle and I, we never meet strangers. We embrace everyone. We are Bible-based church, and we believe in the fruits of the Spirit and the Spirit of God. So we invite you out. Fellowship with us every Sunday at 4 p.m. For laughter, love, and fellowship.
Amen. Amen. I'm so excited. We had such a good time at the New Year's service, praise God. And we had a young lady to join, amen. She's going to praise dance. It's just so beautiful how God brings his children together. Pastor says that it's the truth. Amen. We don't meet strangers. When you come in, amen, it's our family. It's our sons and daughters and our sisters and brothers coming in. Amen. Hallelujah. And guess what? To get to work. I don't believe in nobody sitting down. Hallelujah. Sit down. No, I believe in working. Praise God, believe in work. And you bring your gifts, praise God. I'm a woman of many gifts, amen. And Pastor Isaac is as well. So I know, God, if you have a gift and you're just looking for a place to share that gift, come on in. Hallelujah. We're going to have art and all kinds of stuff going on. So come on. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Amen. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, praise God. Please join us on tomorrow, praise God, where we're going to be talking from Luke 12 and 25, amen, we're still in prayer, I'm still talking about prayer, amen, so come on in, amen. I want to knock that cliche out of the way where you feel like you have to pray big words, eloquent words. No, God wants to hear your heart, so tune in. I want to encourage you and strengthen you to more. This has been Pastor Jay. Amen. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. I love you all, and we'll talk to you on tomorrow.